Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Lehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lehner. Williams moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer spins and fires to second, and Williams is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Witt reaches third base with a triple. Stevens scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is walked intentionally. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball four. York moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. York moves to third. Partee moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. There goes Hitchcock. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and has Hitchcock trapped. There's the throw to Doerr, who tags Hitchcock for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Leaner moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson now playing right field. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culberson for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick throws the ball into Stevens, who tags York trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Partee hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Roy Partee. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 3 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Bob Klinger now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Lehner reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts for an out with unknown description. York moves to second. Two outs. Rip Russell pinch hits for Bob Klinger. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 4 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss is walked intentionally. Hitchcock moves to second. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Les Moss. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Fred Sanford now pitching. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-4 in the game. Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Pellegrini reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-4 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Witt is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.